The title of the sermon today is, Do You Love or Hate a Stranger? Now in our new update, 1167, we have a Q&A in this update titled, Are We to Curse or to Bless Others, Including Our Enemies? What exactly does the Bible teach? And I'd like to give you a small excerpt from this Q&A, and it goes like this. This brings us to the issue of dealing with strangers. In our hateful world, many treat strangers as enemies. And when it comes to strangers or aliens without documentation, they are being reviled as criminals and invaders who don't deserve any love, mercy, or assistance, but who must be hunted to be placed in demeaning detention camps or prisons, or in concentration camps to be deported to countries from which they had fled, or even to countries where they had never been or grown up. This is, in effect, cursing a stranger. For instance, being in the United States illegally all by itself does not constitute a crime. Rather, it is a civil violation. However, entering the country illegally would be a crime in a sense of a misdemeanor, but not a felony. But the same is true every time one breaks a traffic law. If one speeds, that person is committing a crime in the sense of an infraction or a misdemeanor, but not a felony. As everyone has at times committed a traffic violation, he or she condemns him or herself when he or she curses a stranger by calling them a criminal. We're going to say, the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 23, verses 4 to 5, and I'd just like to read it to you. It says, If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under its burden, and you would refrain from helping it, you shall surely help him with it. And then we continue saying this. So if you want to treat an undocumented alien as an enemy, we are still obligated to help him or her when in need. Now this might conflict with certain laws of the land, which in accordance with some interpretations would make it unlawful to help or assist an undocumented alien in any way, not even giving him or her a ride to the hospital or a grocery store. If such a situation arises, one has to decide whether one wants to obey God rather than man. And then we are referring to our free booklet, Obeying God Rather Than Man. What we are seeing in this country today is clearly racial profiling. Anyone not white, especially Hispanic looking, are in danger of being detained, of being arrested during those raids. I recently did a standing watch program titled, Is America Ruled by a King? The comments we received to this program were quite revealing. Under normal circumstances, I would have deleted them right away. But I thought, in this case, I leave them on. Because they really show us, should tell us something, especially in the churches of God. Here's one comment. Another bleeding heart liberal quote-unquote minister without the right understanding of law and order, this individual wrote. Here's another one. You are a woke deep state mouthpiece. I hope you really find Jesus. Another one. Dude, I love Jesus, but why should the American people have to pay for taking care of immigrants? I was tempted to write back, Dude, do you really know that you love Jesus? And more importantly, do you know that Jesus loves you with that kind of an attitude, but I decided not to answer their comment. Didn't know what the person was smoking anyway. Now here's a good one, an important one. This person wrote, many COG members seem to be at odds with the scriptures quoted here. I would like all of us to hear this presentation. Thanks. Now in the program, I did refer to some scriptures. Right now, I'm going to quote them to you. And they have to do with loving the stranger. A quote from Exodus chapter 22, verse 21. It says this. You may jot it down. You may just even turn to it. Exodus 22 and verse 21. You shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt, God is saying. Looking at the scenario here in the United States, who can honestly say that strangers are not being mistreated and oppressed? Now, God is saying very clearly, don't do that. And I don't read here about a distinction between somebody who is a stranger with documentation or without documentation. Another scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 18, saying this. He, meaning God, administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And aren't we all strangers today in this world? Strangers, aliens, pioneers, looking for a better world to come. You see, at the time of Jesus, Samaritans were strangers. They were despised by the Jews. But Christ showed how wrong that concept was. He gave the parable of the merciful Samaritan. Also in the episode when he cleansed 10 lepers and only one returned to give him thanks, he said, what happened to the other 9? And here this stranger, being a Samaritan, comes back and thanks me. In God's church, there shouldn't be Jew or Greek, slave or free, man or woman, American or German, white or black or yellow or brown or red and whatever. We should all be one in God's church. But should it be different, frankly, when it comes to the people outside the world? Can we just mistreat them? Can we just hate them? Can we just curse them because we just don't like how they look, where they come from? Let me ask you a question. If there was someone in the churches of God who was here without proper documentation, and you knew about it, would you fulfill your quote-unquote patriotic duty and report such a person so that he or she could be detained at a filthy place and deported to use a vocabulary by President Trump, to a SH country he had never been before? If you did, you would have fulfilled a prophecy where it says, and they will hate one another, and they will betray one another, because the love of many will grow cold. I did another program titled The End of the American Empire? And here was an interesting comment again, and putting all the members of the churches of God in a certain category, asking them, put a mirror in front of you and look at that mirror. He wrote this, it is a breath of fresh air to hear the unvarnished truths about what is going on at the highest levels of government in the United States. Having said this, there are those denominations of Church of God that believe Donald Trump is a savior of the United States, when in reality I believe he is being used as an instrument to destroy the United States from within. I'll come back to that in a moment, because I think there is a lot of wisdom in this comment. You recently heard all about the MacArthur Park raid. I'm sure you did. You probably saw even videos as to what was going on. ICE comes in with full armor, weapons, tanks, on horseback, creating panic and fear, including for young girls who were there at a summer camp. And so they fled the park and were placed in a building to be protected from this invasion. That operation included some 17 Humvees, 4 military cargo trucks, 2 military ambulances, with the agents seen carrying rifles and traveling across the grounds on foot, horseback, and in armored vehicles. And of course, there are all kinds of explanations as to why that happened. Whatever the purpose of the raid was, the optics were horrible, being shown all over the world, showing a country where the government fighting their own citizens and others. It reminded people of actions by the Gestapo during the Third Reich. That comparison has been made. Or of NVA soldiers. These are the National People's Army, or Nationale Volksarmee in former East Germany. Or Russian invasions of former East Bloc countries, such as the Warsaw Pact invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968, when Russia brutally suppressed the Prague Spring. And I still remember what happened then, when they came in with tanks to suppress the people. And that brings me to an important distinction. We hear a lot about patriotism and nationalism these days. Now, patriotism, rightly understood, is correct. It's fine. You love your country. But you love your country as you love other countries. That's the definition of patriotism. Nationalism is a horrible, ungodly character trait. Nationalism means you love your country above all. America over all. Deutschland über alles. You know that in the Church of God, under Mr. Armstrong, nationalism has been completely rejected as being ungodly, as being carnal, as being something a Christian must never be engaged in. I wonder whether members today in God's churches still remember that. When Mr. Trump came out the first time I heard him, saying, "I'm a nationalist, and I want all of us to be nationalists," I thought, well, now Church of God members are waking up to what's going on. Now they should see where this is going. I'm afraid they didn't wake up. I'm afraid some, if not many, are still sound asleep, trying to justify, like some of these comments were made to my Standing Watch programs, trying to justify something which cannot be justified in the eyes of God, which is absolutely, completely ungodly. Now, when I say those things, oh, I must be a left-wing radical Democrat. Well, since when are we putting labels on those who are telling you the truth? Only because you don't like the truth. It's easy to malign, to libel, to slander somebody because you just don't like when the facts are being presented. But that is most certainly not the way of God. Now, birthright citizenship and naturalization are being attacked. And of course, right now a judge has just decided to stop the birthright citizenship order by Trump, but you know, we don't know how long that is going to be in effect, and then maybe the Court of Appeals comes in and changes that again. Birthright citizenship is absolutely a constitutional right. And anybody who questions that is fighting the Constitution. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. And when it comes to naturalization, that is a dangerous Situation two, Axios recently wrote the following. Some mega influencers are pushing to weaponize denaturalization more broadly, not just as a legal remedy for fraud, but as a tool to punish ideological opponents. Prominent voices on the right have argued that immigrants who haven't properly assimilated, by their definition, should be vulnerable to losing their citizenship. You see how far that's going. This actor, O'Donnell, you probably heard of her, she is now living in Ireland. Trump just came out yesterday or today saying her citizenship should be taken away because she is a danger to humankind. Now, she was born in this country, the daughter of American citizens. I mean, how ridiculous can it get? How dangerous can it get? Think of those detention camps. Japanese Americans were placed in World War II only because they were of Japanese descent. Think of the war which we are going to have sooner or later between America and Germany and Europe. And us Germans might very well be those who are going to be placed in concentration camps because we happen to be German, even though we are American citizens. You see, we never learn from our mistakes. America hasn't learned from their mistakes, so they're going to repeat them. And worse it will get. But members in the churches of God have to understand how evil this is and hopefully wake up and do away their nationalistic feelings and even their wrong patriotic feelings and become ambassadors for Jesus Christ. When he returns, all of this will be wiped away. A new world order, the one they're talking about now, but then a really true new world order will be established, and God will rule the world, including the United States of America. Then, of course, the Americans will be in the promised land. Let's pray for that, and let's, in the meantime, clean our minds so that we don't fall into the trap of wrong ideas, carnally minded concepts, hating all those who God says we ought to love.